May 10, 1938. How God to be loved by creatures puts in their hearts his love and turns it into coins. The vigils of Jesus. Divine paternity and the sonship of one who lives in the divine will. How God writes the name of his daughter with indelible characters. I feel the divine will calling me every instant, wanting to be loved. And since my love is just little drops, it wants to give me its own love, so that I may have seas, not just drops, to tell God that I love him very much. The divine volition is so good that it wants to give itself in order to rejoice, saying, the creature loves me. So, my always adorable Jesus, coming back to visit my poor soul with his heart beating very fast, squeezing me to himself in his arms, told me, my blessed daughter, I burn of love. I feel like fainting, I am delirious for desire of love. And to reach this end, do you know what I do? I put my love in the heart of the creature, I let it flow in her mind, words, works and steps. I turn all this love that flows everywhere into coins of divine love, and to let it circulate as our currency we impress on them my image in the writing, Jesus, King of the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Now, we give this coin of love to the creature to say, I loved you by right. With this love, turned into money by our goodness, she can buy anything she wants and loves, such as our sanctity, our very will and our virtues. If she wants more love, she has enough coins to buy it. Oh, how we delight in seeing that the creature, no longer poor, but rich, has so much that she can even buy our virtues, our very sanctity. How beautiful it is to see her holding our love coins, that make her owner of all our goods. But we give this money only to the soul who lives in our will, since she won't waste it. She'll keep it and multiply it, to be able to love us more and more, and refresh us from our devouring flames. Then I started my round in the acts of the divine will, and I felt such suffering and fidgeting that I couldn't calm down. Minutes were like centuries. What an endless night! And I was waiting for my sweet Jesus to come and calm me down, when finally, after long waiting, my dear Jesus made himself seen, breathless, and all goodness. He said, poor daughter, how hard the vigil is it not? How many times your Jesus finds himself with these pains, so cruel and torturing? How many vigils creatures make me do? I can say I'm always watching, suffering, restless for my love. If the creature sense I feel her running away from my arms, and I watch over her, I look at her, I see her surrounded by demons that make a feast and even make fun of the good she's done. Poor good, how much it becomes covered by the mud of guilt. But since I still love her, I send her some sparkles of light and I watch. I send her remorse to make her stand up again, and I watch. Minutes seem centuries. I cannot calm down if I do not see her coming back into my arms. And I watch, always watch. I spy on her beating heart, the thoughts of her mind, to provoke in her the memory of how much I love her. Nothing. I am just forced to wait in vain. How hard the vigil is! Only if she comes back to me can I rest a little, otherwise my vigil continues. If another wants to do good but takes time, never making up her mind, I still watch over her. I try to attract her with my love, with inspirations, even with promises, but she does not make up her mind, finding many excuses and difficulties. She keeps me in vigil, how many vigils? So many vigils these creatures make me do, and in so many different ways. Here is the reason for your vigil, to keep me a little company in my continuous vigil. Therefore let us suffer together. Love me and I will find a little rest from so many vigils. Then he added with a more tender tone, daughter of my pains, would you like to know who does not give me such hard suffering? The soul who lives in my will. Further, as she decides to live in it, I name her my daughter. I call the whole of heaven and the most holy Trinity to celebrate my new daughter. Everybody knows her because I write her name with indelible characters inside my heart in my ever-burning love, my daughter. She remains always with me in my will and anything I do, she does. She rises again with me in my continuous resurrections, and if human ingratitude makes me cry, I write her, daughter of my birth. She cries with me, so I write, even in my tears, daughter of my tears. In sum, if I suffer, work or walk, I write her, daughter of my pains, works or steps. I keep her impressed in me, everywhere. Now, you must know that between father and child there are permanent bonds. Nobody can deny the rights of the father and the rights of the child, either in the supernatural or in the natural order. Therefore, as a father I feel the obligation to make heir of my goods, love and sanctity, the one who so solemnly declared herself to be my daughter, to the extent that I keep her written in my heart. Not loving her would be like defrauding my paternal love. I just can't. She then has the duty to love me and possess my goods, to defend her father, to make him known, even to give her life so that nobody may offend him. Oh! How beautiful it is to see these children of mine living in my will, telling me, my father, you've been waiting and watching for too long. You are tired, please rest. To let your rest be sweet and smooth, I'd like you to rest in my love, and I will start watching over souls, taking your place. Who knows, maybe I'll manage to bring someone back by the time you wake up. So I trust these children and take a rest. Oh, what can't a soul living in my will do? She can do everything, since her light makes her aware of all my pains, and I do everything for her. We alternate in vigil and rest. How beautiful it is to live in my will. The creature places herself in our own conditions, and what we want, she wants. This is the most holy thing, the greatest and the noblest, so full of majesty and purity, wanting what God wants. Nobody else can reach such a sublime height, such an infinite value, wanting what God wants. God is holy. God is pure, God is order and goodness. By wanting what God wants, the creature wants what is holy, pure and good. In the fullness of His order, she feels reborn in God, and does what He does. God does everything, embraces all, moves in everybody, and she concurs in all God does. There is no higher good she could do. There is nothing superior or even equal to living in my will. Therefore, live always in my fiat and we will be happy, you and I.